Good morning and welcome to Community Connection on K1, the one you trust. Our time now is 8:33. We're 30 degrees and it's brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home. And we have one of our Bartlesville City Councilors in, and it's Paul Stewart. Paul, and Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you.
I've been busy. I mean, you guys hit the ground running. You were in session last night going over a variety of different things, but you've also brought a variety of different stories for us to take a look at, something that I wasn't aware of. We got some crime stats that are...
Yes. Yeah. Just got those emailed to us yesterday.
Okay.
So we know we've got the new traffic enforcement unit. So they've written in 67% more tickets this year, or in 2019 versus 2018, and 27% more warnings. You know, the whole purpose of that wasn't necessarily to just for traffic, but it was to make the presence known of the police here in town. And it's having that desired effect because we've also got the property crimes are down 16%, you know, year over year.
Well, you know, when you see officer friendly in your neighborhood, it's going to keep an honest person honest.
Yep.
You know, if you're thinking you got a sticky finger or nobody will miss this, and boo,
there you go. Yeah, when you see the police everywhere all the time, people think about going someplace else.
They do. But one thing that I understand is that one of the things that has always been, I guess, a constant complaint is that there would be speeders in certain neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. And Chief Rolls and his crews have been out in force, especially toward the latter part of 19. And when that started taking effect, I've noticed in my neighborhood, you know, there's a few less Parnelli Joneses out there, you know, burning rubber, trying to get from, 75 to Madison in a hurry. So
right.
So that's really been a good safety measure as well as just a nuisance thing too.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing is that they've got the new traffic radar sign that they've been moving around town that reports back to the police.
Oh, the traffic cloud.
Yeah.
That's a cool device.
And so that's good. So one of the things we had talked about last night was maybe buying some more of those. That one was bought with a grant. Just so then the police know where to patrol, where people really are speeding.
Put your resources where they're needed,
Yep. Well, and I noticed that they put one up in my neighborhood, and it was always really bad for speeding. It's one of the main entrances. And when they put that one up, man, the speeding really slowed down. So, you know, it's just kind of making people aware of what they're how fast they're going. And so the thought, too, was maybe getting some more of those signs that aren't the fancy ones that report back to the police station, but just, you know, in those really bad areas of putting
up. Let them know it's being monitored.
Yeah.
You know, I think living here for a while now, I don't think folks really know that they are speeding. I think that they're just in a hurry. They're just not conscious of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the lead foot comes into play. And now you get these little reminders. Mm-hmm. You know, we might have kids. Mm-hmm. We might have other folks around here. You got to slow down.
Yeah, no, and I think it's, you know, it's some subconscious thing. When you've got big, wide roads, like we have in a lot of our, especially the newer neighborhoods, you've got plenty of space. There's nothing to you know, tell you to slow down. We're like in an alley downtown. There's no speed limit signs, but because it's narrow, you know, when you're driving, you're a little
and you don't know what's going to come out from behind a bin.
you know, just naturally, you're going to drive slower. And so it's kind of, you know, working through that.
What other crime stats do we have on that?
So let's see. The crimes against persons are down 15%. So that would be your homicide, rape, robbery, and felonious assault. And those, if you talk to the chief, he'll say there's nothing that the police did to lower that. That's, you know, if those are going to happen, they're going to happen.
A lot of those are crimes of passion.
Crimes
of opportunity.
Yep. Yeah. And so unless a policeman's right there to stop it, there's really nothing to do to lower those. Mm-hmm. We had fewer calls for the police that had 12% fewer calls this year. The fire department had 3%. The arrests are down 14%, but our accidents are up 11%.
Ooh.
So don't know what's causing the rise in accidents. Yeah.
I've got my suspicions, but I'll keep them to myself until I can prove them otherwise.
Right.
but we've got an officer, a canine.
Mm-hmm.
They had to get a little bit of surgery.
Yes.
And Councilor Paul Stewart is with us here from Bartlesville City Council. Now, I read this story this morning on the air, but you know, I've had dogs before, and I know what this thing is with the dogs going through. This is not exactly a cheap surgery, but it's good preventive one to preserve the dog's life and the dog's working ability.
Right, and these dogs don't come cheap either.
These
police dogs. Right. The surgery was about $7,000, kind of what they're estimating. So if anybody wants to help cover those costs, they can make a donation to the Bartlesville Police Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Through the Bartlesville Community Foundation, and just notate that it's for K-9 Officer Borg, so that we can kind of get that covered. Now, we did add three police dogs this last year, mm-hmm. so if you get pulled over, we've got a dog working pretty much every shift.
Wow. You know, in today's world, you need that.
Mm-hmm.
You need every type of assistance that you possibly can.
Yeah.
You're listening to Community Connection. It's 8:39. We're talking with Councilor Paul Stewart from Bartlesville City Council. And we had that discussion last night about that 2-in-1 restaurant out there on the Kmart site. Suddenly, that little Kmart site's becoming a pretty busy little thing with coming new stores and then, you know, a couple of restaurants and sharing the same location. That's a big deal.
Right. And that's what's great is that they'll all kind of build on one another, not just on that side of the street, but mm-hmm. the other side of 75 as
they
well.
They benefit, yeah.
Yeah, you know, with the in the Eastland Shopping Center. And then this one, they're calling it now, it's the old Kmart Center, they're calling it the Shops at Turkey Creek.
Yeah, the Shops at Turkey. I got to remember
that. Yeah.
Because everybody's
yeah.
calling it the old Kmart, the old Kmart. Well, you know what? Kmart's not there anymore. Quit giving them credit. Let's give credit where credit's due. Yeah. People spending the money.
Yeah.
Shops at Turkey Creek. Over. That's a good mental note there.
Yeah.
So I think we have four shops with a fifth one possibly coming in. To player to be named later.
Yes.
Say baseball terms. And then the Jimmy's Egg and Bricktown Brewery got some financial assistance last night.
Yes, yeah, they did. And that's always a little bit touchy just because we know that, you know, bringing them in, that they're going to take some business away from existing restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our economics guys have told us they're going to do that, but they're also going to bring in new business that we wouldn't have gotten without them being here.
Mm-hmm.
It helps it make it more of a destination, though. So with the five shops and the restaurant, you know, they're all going to build off of each other mm-hmm. and get some synergies there.
Yeah. But I do understand what's going on, mm-hmm. especially with the mom and shop restaurants. You know, that's a legitimate mm-hmm. concern,
yeah.
having three lined up there within mm-hmm. a half a mile. But a lot of one thing I can say is that the two existing ones have pretty loyal client mm-hmm. bases.
Yep, so, yep.
Well, that's a good thing for them.
Yeah. Well, and you know, and we do give you know, a lot of incentives to mom and pop restaurants. Also, you know, mm-hmm. we just did Pies and Such,
mm-hmm.
Crossing on Second. Those are both mom and pop. What else? There's been a couple other ones downtown that we've done
mm-hmm.
to help them renovate. Cooper and Mill,
mm-hmm.
The new brewery that's going in, that's a mom and pop place.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to help out where we can. It's just, you know, we've got certain criteria that they've got to meet, but you know, and we don't discriminate mom and pop versus mm-hmm. you know, brand name.
Sure. And that's good too. That really is good. 8:42. In other business, I heard we had a bond workshop. Now those, I understand that folks have been kind of curious. And the mayor put it out there, you know, hey, look, if you want somebody to come talk to you, we will. How did this bond workshop work out?
Well, so it was interesting. This is my first time to kind of go through this process.
Oh, wow.
So I didn't know what really to expect.
Uh-huh.
But it went pretty well. So the directors came to us and said, here are our requests. And they kind of prioritized them. And then they sent a couple of them, the parks. They sent one to the parks committee to let them kind of prioritize. And some of them, they said, yeah, the directors asked for this, but, you know, we're going to table that one and mm-hmm. here's some other things we'd like to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing with the Street and Traffic Committee. They did the same thing. And with that, they didn't necessarily give us requests. It was, okay, here's kind of the budget that you've got, and here are some possible projects that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
We tried to pick ones that were, either main entrances to neighborhood that have a poor rating, because what they do is, we hire a company to come in, and they drive over all the streets in town, and they give it a rating of 0 to 100.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, they recommend you do that every 5 years, and we haven't done it in 8 years, about. And so part of the bond issue is to have that done again, so we're working with good information. Otherwise, we're working off of models of where we, what we think the rating is today. Mm-hmm. And so the ones with the low ratings that are entrances to neighborhoods or major cut-throughs or ones that are, around schools that get a lot of traffic with the bus routes and, yes, and that kind of stuff. We're kind of where we tried to focus the resources.
Oh, very good. They get a lot of work.
Yeah. Well, and there were a few that, when you're always focusing on those, you've got some of the smaller neighborhood streets that don't get worked on for, 30 or 40 years, and so they've got really no low numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did throw some of those in there too to get that up.
Yeah, because sometimes, out of sight, out of mind,
mm-hmm,
and then you start getting the complaints. It's like, wow, mm-hmm, everything else is looking pretty good, but mine's still known as Washboard Avenue. What are we doing about this? Oh, we weren't aware. So this way, everyone can be aware.
Mm-hmm.
It's 8:44. Now, you also were telling me in the green room that this company from out of town that wants to do recycling,
mm-hmm,
with those who wish to recycle, it might be coming back for another visit.
Yep. So they've still been getting people signed up. They said when they start, they do have enough people signed up for glass that they'll, mm-hmm, they'll offer the glass recycling. They had a pallet sent here last week that has their special bags that their customers will use, and one of their guys in management is talking to me about making a visit up here next week. So
okay,
that looks like that's going to happen pretty soon.
Now, I understand that this is relatively inexpensive for those people who want to recycle.
Right.
However, if we did it as a mandate by the, mm-hmm, the city, it would be quite expensive. What are they offering, like $5, $10?
So it's $10. And really, if the city had done it, it would have been less expensive, but the people just said they didn't want it.
Yeah, that's true.
For the most part, people said they didn't want to pay for
true,
it.
True, yeah.
So $10 is really inexpensive. To compare that with like Owosso, who's closer to the recycling facility in Tulsa, they've got a private company there that charges $20, and they don't take glass. And in Bartlesville, for $10 you can have all your recycling, and then for $15 they can pick up glass too.
Uh-huh.
So it's a pretty good deal. Mm-hmm. I've been impressed with this company. Their CEO's been was profiled as a top 30 under 30 by Forbes in the last month or so.
Well, he's up on his homework. I mean, he actually took a look at our own survey that we commissioned and said, hey, here's an opportunity. Mm-hmm. What do you say? Can I throw this out there?
Mm-hmm.
And he did.
Yeah.
So, you can't fault the guy for trying to introduce his business to, mm-hmm, where he might have some customers.
Right.
I think he had, a threshold of at least 500. Mm-hmm. Is that what it is?
Yeah, and the last update that I got, it's been several weeks, but they were at 350 something. But as more people have trickled in, and I think that they're expecting, once people are setting their bags out and other people are driving by and they, mm-hmm, say, hey, it's not trash day, what's going on here?
Yeah.
It'll help that way, get the word out and get more people signed up.
Understood. And that is called Recyclops.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Recyclops. Meaning recycle operations,
mm-hmm,
not let's go get the one-eyed monster.
Yeah.
But he is playing it cleverly there with his brand name. Mm-hmm. I like that too. That once again, that's a private business. Mm-hmm. That's nothing that comes through the city.
Yeah, right? That's not through the city, but and there's been some concern that if they come, we're going to shut down our facility, and that's not going to happen.
No.
You'll notice too that around town, one of the things from the survey was a third of the people that don't recycle said they don't recycle because they didn't know we had a recycling facility here. And so for really no money, we put up signs all over town on highways 123, 60, and 75 with directional arrows pointing people towards our recycling facility, mm-hmm, to kind of get the word out about that too.
Very good. So, you create the awareness and it's there and they can use, mm-hmm, it. And And, you know, with use, of course, becomes good things. Mm-hmm. Now, is there anything else that we might have missed? Because you guys were busy here the last couple of days.
No, I just, you know, we are going to do another workshop for the bond and capital improvement tax, which, again, this is not a tax increase.
No, it's not.
That'll be the 2 weeks from today, actually, because it's a holiday that on the Monday. So we're going to do it that Tuesday night at 7 at City Hall is kind of the expectation.
This would be a continuation, not a new one.
Right, yeah, on the taxes. Yeah, it would just continue what we've already got that we've been pretty successful with. You know, some of the other big, the high dollars. Like right now, there's really not a lot of, there's not fun stuff. It's mostly, you know, it's almost half of it is street repairs.
They're needed.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of it too is paving our gravel lots at our parks. Mm-hmm. You know, if a new business was coming in, we wouldn't let them have a gravel lot.
Mm-hmm.
And the other side of that is that it helps make them ADA compliant. If somebody's in a wheelchair or they're like my 85-year-old uncle, if they're walking on gravel, they're not real steady.
No, not.
So it fixes that. It's, you know, replacing a fire truck, replacing our police, some of our police cars. We've got them on a kind of a rotating cycle. Mm-hmm. Some technology and some building maintenance. Right now, I think the only we did have some people were asking for a money to enclose some tennis courts to make a pickleball court. And right now, I just think that we're trying to find some less expensive alternatives, just because we don't have a ton of pickleball players. We've got about 100, and you know what they were asking for was $750,000. So that's $7,500 per person is kind of you know, a little out there. So, but right now they're playing at churches in, mm-hmm. in their gyms when they can. So I would say if anybody's got a space that, you know, a church or a gym, that they want to allow people to play pickleball, reach out to the Bartlesville Pickleball Association and we can help them out that way.
For the time being, you know, that's a popular sport. It's becoming one. It's not, you know, overwhelming right yet, but I do know a lot of people who do play.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of fun, too.
Mm-hmm.
So good. All right. Well, I want to thank you very much for dropping by today, and you have yourself a great new year.
Thank you. You too.
All righty. You've been listening to our Community Connection, and our guest has been Paul Stewart, one of our great city councilors here at City of Bartlesville, right here on K1, the one.